was supposed to give this class, but somehow we can't make it. So I was requested. So I'm just following instructions. Jaya Ganadhara Kunja Bihari
Jaya 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 J
Shankaracharya Sutra Tata Shri Shrima Dhanacharya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskwan Pandaracharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadhi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopina Samkun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Shri Nandip Dham Ki Jai Shri Jagannathpuri Dham Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Vandanishwara Holi Dham Ki Jai Shri Gangamai Shri Yamunamai Ki Jai Shri Bhakti Devi Shri Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai Shri Bhakta Dhamma Ki Jai Shri Shri Prabhupada Transcendental Buddhist Vision Ki Jai Samved Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Jai Nitai Gaurav Premanande Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga and Sri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
So, I am grateful to get this opportunity to serve Sri Sri Gauranga and Chaitanya Charitamrita in person. But feeling unqualified, I beg for blessings from all of you, especially Guru Uttama Prabhu, who has come from Radesha and Holy Dham. So, blessings. So, yeah, so that I may speak something that can please you, please my Guru Maharaj, Sri Prabhupada. Guru Parampara and the deities. Thank you. So we are reading today from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The chapter is Madhya Leela, chapter 9, and text is 179. Yes, 179. So we have 194 on the board, so I will read all the texts up to 193 and then 194 we can read together. So before we do that, Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Already knew. Vipra kahe prabhu mor अरण्य वसती प्रकार सामग्री वने ना मिले संप्रति. The Brahmana replied, My dear Lord, we are living in the forest. For the time being, we cannot get all the ingredients for cooking. Vanya saka phala mula ani be lakshmana tabe sita karibena paka prayojana. When Lakshman brings all the vegetables, fruits and roots from the forest, Sita will do the necessary cooking. Tandra upasana shuni prabhu tushtahaila aste vyasta se vipra randana karila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied to hear about the Brahmana's method of worship. Finally, the Brahmana hastily made arrangements for cooking. Prabhu bhiksha kaila dine ratritiya prahare nirvinna se vipra upavasa kare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his lunch at about 3 o'clock, but the Brahmana, being very sorrowful, fasted. Prabhu kahe vipra kanhe kara upavasa kene eta dukha kene karaha hutasa. While the Brahmana was fasting, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, Why are you fasting? Why are you so unhappy? Why are you so worried? Vipra kahe jivena jivane mor nahi prayojan agni jale praveksha chhadibe jivan. The Brahmana replied, I have no reason to live. I shall give up my life by entering either fire or water. Jagan Mata Mahalakshmi Sita Thakurani Rakshase Sparshila Tandre Iha Kaneshuni. My dear sir, Mother Sita is the mother of the universe and the supreme goddess of fortune. She has been touched by the demon Ravan, and I am troubled upon hearing this news. E sharire dhari bare kabhuna yuyaya e dukha jwale deha pranana hiyaya. Sir, due to my unhappiness, I cannot continue living. Although my body is burning, my life is not leaving. Prabhu kahe e bhavana na kariha aar pandita hana kene na karaha vichar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Please do not think this way any longer. You are a learned pandit. Why don't you consider the case? Ishwara prayasi sita chirananda murti prakata indriya tanre dekite nahi shakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, Sita Devi, the dearmost wife of Supreme Lord Ramchandra, certainly has a spiritual form full of bliss. No one can see her with material eyes, for no materialist has such power. Sparsha bar karya achuka napaya darshana sitara akrati maya harila ravana. To say nothing of touching Mother Sita, a person with material senses cannot even see her. When Ravan kidnapped her, he kidnapped only her material illusory form. Ravana asite sita antardhana kaila ravanera age maya sita pathaila. As soon as Ravan arrived before Sita, she disappeared. Then, just to cheat Ravan, she sent an illusory material. Yeah, so text 194, which we will do together now. Aprakrata vastu nahe prakrata gochara Veda purane te kahe nirantara. Aprakrata vastu nahe prakrata gochara वेद पुराण से कहे निरंतर अप्रकृत वस्तु न है प्रकृत गोचर वेद पुराण से कहे निरंतर Upanishad and Srimad Bhagavatam quoted above. Shri Shri Jagannath Ji, Baldev Ji, Subhadramaya Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Langanishwara Ki Jai. Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ji Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Shri La Prabhupada Ki Jai. So we see here, the chapter is entitled Lord Chaitanya's Travels to the Holy Places. So Lord Chaitanya is traveling down South India. And this pastime actually is almost, you know, its length is just the verses that I have read and two or three more. So one would think, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets so many brahmanas. Why is it that another pastime which is so short is added? But obviously, since it is added, it means it is instructive for some reason. And they have made it to the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is PhD of eternal literatures. So that's the reason. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Brahmin meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he invites him home. So the Brahmin is, you know, he knows the culture, Vedic culture. There we are reading yesterday, we were in this Srimad Bhagavatam class, and there the Vedic Brahmanas, they don't even listen to the boys who Krishna sends to beg for food. So here we see that he's actually following Vedic culture. And he's an authority in Lord Ramchandra, obviously means he knows about the Lord, about the pastimes, and he's serving Lord Ramchandra all the time, as we can see. And he also knows the Lord's position, that the Lord is, you know, that the Lord is, I mean, as he realizes later on that, he says to the Lord, you are Ramchandra yourself. So he realizes the Lord's position and he invites him. And then, you know, he, Mahaprabhu then goes to take a bath in the Kritamala River, you know, usually, you know, in India, there are always bodies of water near all the villages, you know, so that everyone can take their bath, perform their cleanliness, hygiene, you know, formalities. And then after taking bath, Mahaprabhu, when he comes, he's expecting that at noon there will be some prasad. So then he sees that there's no cooking going on. So he understands that there's going to be no bhoga, no prasad. So very nicely, you know, he gives so much respect. Shuna Mahashay, you know, my dear sir, as is translated, that I don't see any cooking going on, so what is going to happen? So then Mahaprabhu comes to know by his answer, you know, what state he is in. And he's saying, oh, you know, we are in the forest. And actually, they are not in the forest, they are in the village. So, and he says that, yeah, that Lakshman hasn't brought roots, vegetables. So how can we cook? This is the forest. And then when he brings, then Sita Thakurani will cook. Then we can, you know, have the bhog and prasad. And Mahaprabhu, you know, he's very happy because being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can see that this Vipra, this Brahmana, who is in front of him in a village in South India, south of Madura, still, he is completely absorbed in the pastimes of Lord Sri Ramchandra. And that is the ultimate state of life. Krishna explains, Manmana, Krishna instruct Manmana Madhbhakto Madhyaji Mahamaskur. You know, always think of me, become my devotee, pay homage unto me, and make offerings to me. And without doubt, you will come to me, like that. So, that is the highest state, to be always thinking. The mind is usually always, it's complicated and disturbed, and being subtle material, although subtle it's material element, it's always thinking of enjoying matter. So the thinking, feeling, willing propensities of the mind, to bring them to, you know, meditate on the Lord is very difficult. Yeah, because the thoughts are always haywire, going everywhere, and the feelings are also to enjoy this material world and with others, and the willing, the desire is always to enjoy matter. But to, you know, one can think of the Lord all the time. When these three are, you know, subjugated to think of the Lord. You know. So this Brahmana had achieved that, and therefore he was always thinking about the Lord. And he was thinking quite deeply. So then Mahaprabhu explains to him, so although this Brahmana, he was on a very high platform, he had a misconception. Yeah, as we will see later on. So then when Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu tells him, he says, yes, go to the verse. Mahaprabhu, although he is very satisfied, he says that finally the Brahmana, Mahaprabhu doesn't say anything to him, but the Brahmana realizes, and then he, with the change of heart, he cooks, he hastily cooks with all the ingredients, and then offers food to Mahaprabhu after offering bhog. Well, that is bhog. Offering food to Mahaprabhu is bhog itself, yeah, because he is the Supreme Lord. So then he doesn't eat, he fasts. Why? Mahaprabhu asks him. Mahaprabhu takes lunch at 3 o'clock, and then he says that he sees that this Brahmana is worried, he is in grief, and he is not eating. So he inquires that, why is it that you are fasting? Why are you unhappy? Why are you so worried? And then the Brahmana replies that, I have no reason to live. I might as well die. Why? Because my worshipable, you know, Sita Thakurani, you know, I can't even think that she has been touched by this demon Ravan. How can it be? You know, and how can I live? I'd rather enter fire or water. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it is not a pretension of this thing, it is real. He's feeling that. And so he says that, please do not think this way any longer. He explains that you are a learned Pandit. And learned Pandit, what do? They always think about things. They don't take things as we can see. Because, as the statement is explained later, yasyatma buddhi punapetri dhatuke, you know, spirit can't be seen by anything material. No material eyes, no material... spirit is not within the jurisdiction of material eyes, words, or minds. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Atta Shri Krishna Navadi na bhavet grayam indrahi. Sevan muke hi jivado swayameva spuratyada. That we can't understand spirit by these blunt material senses. One has to be saturated by transcendental devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yeah? By which we can revive our spiritual senses, and then we will be able to see the Lord as He is, like that. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accordingly says that these, you know, eyes, pratyaksha praman, anuman, we don't believe in that. The pratyaksha praman, we see, oh, today there is no sun. But the fact is, the eyes are covered by clouds. It is not that there is no sun. The sun is always there in the sky. Yeah? Certain regions, because of the rotation and revolving state of the earth, you can sometimes see the sun, you can't see at night. We can't see it. But the sun is always there. So we, the pratyaksha, the real, you know, gross material senses, seeing them, it doesn't give the real picture. It might give a partial picture. And then anuman, which the scientists do, the mental speculation, you know, or hypothesis. Because this is like this, it can be concluded that this must be like this. That is also, you know, we can see is not right. Because we can see so many, the scientists change their opinions all the time because they conclude based on hypothesis what they see partially. So we believe in Shabda Brahma, the knowledge that is coming in the disciplic succession from Krishna through the bona fide disciplic succession. Because these devotees who are there, they are not only taking this knowledge, but they are living this knowledge. And therefore, this knowledge, pure knowledge, can be passed on. And when we just experiment with this knowledge, and then we can come to the conclusion by our thoughts, words, feelings, and everything, that yes, you know, I do feel there's a change in me. So that's what self-realization is all about. Mahajanayena gathasapanta, in following the path. So, Mahaprabhu realizes that this Vipra Brahmana, he has this misconception that Ravan was actually able to touch Sita Thakura. Yeah? Now, Ravan is a product of the material energy. He has a body, which is a material body. And he is a product of karma. Yeah? He is the Jai, as Jai Vijay, they committed offense. Of course, Lord Vishnu arranged it for his doorkeepers to play different roles. And therefore, Ravan is, you know, one of them, Jai Vijay. So because the Lord has sent him there, he is playing that part. But still, he has to be subjugated to the material energy in order to play that part. So how is it that matter is superior to the spirit? It can't be. You know, today the whole misconception is there. Because this Vipra is signifying that. He's thinking, oh yeah, you know, Ravan can, you know, do that to Sita. How is it possible? I can't even think of it. And just thinking of it, it hurts him. Why? Because this is the basis of all scriptures. You know, before Srila Prabhupada brought the scriptures, you know, we were all living in misconception that we are all these bodies. And then Krishna, Prabhupada, when he translates Bhagavad Gita as it is, the first instruction that Krishna gives is that you are not this body, you are the spirit soul who has taken on a body. And that changes everything. That major shift in paradigm changes everything. Because today, the material civilization, they are thinking they are the body. And therefore, taking care of that, you know, everything, they're forgetting God, even the Creator. Yeah? And so, the result is a chaos. Like it is given that a self-realized soul sees stone, pebbles, and gold as the same. Because he sees the essence of it all, Saragrahi, who is behind them. But the materialist and the material scientist, they analyze it. Yes, you know, we have included in the laboratory, this is stone, this is gold, these are pebbles, so they can be made use in these things. That's all they know. And they think, because we know it, because we have discovered it, there's no need of God, we can tell you everything. So God is, you know, remove God out of the picture. But because of that misconception, there's so much suffering in humanity. Because we are working on a totally different paradigm. And without Krishna in the center, nothing can go on properly for long. And so there's suffering. So here, the Brahmana, even though he's on this high platform, he has this misconception that Ravan was actually able to touch the real Sita. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu removes that conception. He says, you know, no. What happened was when Sita Thakurani, she was there before Ravan, she changed into from her Sita, she withdrew that, to become the Maya Sita, an illusory form. So what Ravan carried away, what Ravan, you know, actually handled in the form of Sita was the illusory Sita. He just had this illusion, oh yes, I am carrying Sita. But actually, there was no Sita. And therefore this worth is put there. Yasyat prabuddhi kunapetri dhatuke swadik kalatra dishu bhamachya yattirtha buddhi salirene kashinche janesu avetneshu saiva gopala. So, we are considering that this body, which is made of three elements, this is me. And so we are spending the whole time and energy, which is the real wealth that we have, that anyone has, the poor or the rich, you know, anyone has these. That is being utilized to take care of the body because the misconception of I am this body. Yeah? And who considers byproducts? We have wife, children, husband, you know, relatives, this, that, and the other. We are considering, oh, dear, that is my real world. You know, they are the ones, this is the real thing. So So I have to be nice to them. I have to build up a nice family, and we can all live happily ever after. And I have to produce progeny that my name can this thing. But actually, this is all a product of Maya and a product of karma, a combination. I have a particular wife because of my karma. I have a particular husband because of my karma. I have a particular set of children because of karma. I have a particular set of brothers and sisters because of my karma. And all of us have been put together, yeah, so that, and all of us, you know, actually, we are meant to teach lessons to each other so that we ultimately know that this is not the real family. The real family is Krishna's family, which includes everyone. Because Krishna says that everyone is my child, yeah, in all species of mine. Sarva yonishi kanteya sambhavantaya murtaya. Tashan ma brahma aham bija pradapita. The real family is Krishna's family. So it can be anyone. So that conception is broken, that the family, you have to move beyond the, you know, that limited conception of family, relatives, you know, my husband and my wife. Because that actually can keep us in the material energy. And we may not know the real thing ever. That will keep us in that conception. So, when we come to Krishna's family, then it is open. So, who thinks, who considers byproducts, children, to be his kinsmen, you know, mother, and who considers land as worship of his birth, as worshipable. So, this verse covers everyone. You know, those on the bodily concept of life, I'm this body, so I work hard, I see, I have all the means, facilities to enjoy this body, and those connected with this body may also enjoy. Or some may have the conceptions, yeah, these are all my children, so I have to look after them, I have to work hard so that they are happy. You know. Or, you know, some are nationalists. Yes, I'm, you know, born in Britain, the, you know, flag of the nation, this, that, I die for my country, like that. But who is this country? Sarva Loka Maheshwara. It belongs to Krishna. It doesn't belong. And in this birth, you might have taken birth in the land of UK. Next birth, it may be in America or India or wherever. So that also changes. So these temporary things that are coming, they are not to be given much importance. The permanent things, which is Krishna's family, yeah, Krishna, the spiritual realm, to get a body like Krishna, yeah, the spiritual body. And to think this whole world belongs to Krishna. So, no, wherever I am, that is Krishna. So, it doesn't matter whether it's UK, India, or wherever. And who goes to a place of pilgrimage simply to take bath. You know, especially we see in India, a lot of people go to places of pilgrimage. And they get caught up, you know, in this thing of, if I do something good here, there will be some pious deeds, which will, you know, kill off my karma so I can enjoy more. So it is bhog and tya. So for some time they will fast, they will do all these going to places of pilgrimage, taking bath here, doing this thing there, doing that thing there, you know, and then come back and do the same thing over all again. So like the elephant that bathes but then goes out and puts mud on it. Yeah, so that is going on, the bhog tya cycle. But when we go beyond that, then we see, oh, you know, instead of me running around here and there, if I stay in one place, yeah, isn't there a process for that? So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thinks, yes, there is. This Hare Krishna, Yuga, it's the Yuga Dharma. It doesn't matter where you are. Stani Stita Shruti Gata Tanu Anjanogi. You may be at home, you may be in the forest, grey thako, vane thako, you may be in the bus stop, wherever you are. Just chant the name of the Lord and think of the Lord. Then you are with the Lord. And then it doesn't matter. Like that. Then that place is, actually, if one perfects that, then that place is the place of pilgrimage. Which is said that when these, you know, those who carry the holy name and the thoughts within themselves, you know, these great acharyas, they are purga, tirthanti, kurva tirthani. They are places of pilgrimage wherever they go. Then that is what that place becomes. Instead to meet men of transcendental knowledge, so these places personal pilgrimage are supposed to give us knowledge. There are transcendental people, like people who come to this temple. Prabhupada established these temples as places of pilgrimage just to give this knowledge. Because that is the most important welfare activity. Today people are suffering. Even if people are given food, clothing and shelter, that won't solve all our problems. But if one has equipped with this knowledge, he can change life even having minimal food, clothing and shelter, which is given to everyone by the mercy of the Lord. Yeah? So, therefore that is what is important. Yeah? There is to be considered an ass and a cow. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is very strict. If we are, you know, thinking that, you know, I am this body and these relatives and all are mine, you know, kinsmen, and the land of my birth is worshipable and place of pilgrimage, you know, is just for taking bath, then we are no better than an animal. Cow or an ass, like that. Very, you know, blunt, like that. Of course, that doesn't mean that we leave all of them and move into the ashrams also. There is this exclusive this thing that wherever we are, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, we can perform our duty to our family without getting involved and entangled to everyone concerned. Yeah, and then still carry on. Yeah, Krishna understands our position. And then carry on with our duty to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of all causes. Our family, our body, our the birth, the nation that we come from, the color of our skin, wherever we are, whatever, the cause of all causes is there. So the first duty becomes to serve Him and then to perform duty to all others who are there surrounding us, like that. So this Brahmana, you know, then he understands that, oh yes, you know, spirit life comes from life. You know, spirit is the cause of matter. In fact, there is nothing material. Everything is spiritual. It is matter only because it is used not in service of Krishna, but in service of my sense gratification. That's when things become material. Otherwise, everything is spiritual. Yeah? When things are used in the service of He who has created it, Krishna, then it is spiritual. So, you know, because Sita, it was Maya Sita, Ravana just carried an illusion. He was fooled, as we are being fooled every day. You know, being forgetful of Krishna, Maya, Pashate Maya, Japatiya Dhari, Krishna Bhuli Gachi. We also, Maya, you know, makes us forget Krishna, and then she catches us nicely and keeps her bound. So, like Ravan had the wrong Sita, we also become bewildered by the wrong things in our lives. So, then the Brahmana eats. He eats. And then he's satisfied. And then the Lord carries on south of Madurai on his pilgrimage. Are there any questions, comments, realizations? Sorry, Sananda, what is it? Actually, I also wondered that. But basically what it means is that he's an animal. A cow is a, you know, the topmost animal, but still an animal. Ahar nidra bhaya maithunancha. Then that person is on that level. Ahar nidra bhaya maithunancha samanya etad pashudhinara. Dharmo hi tesha madhipa vishesho dharmena hina pashudhisam. So, one who is just on the platform of eating, drinking, sleeping, mating, defending, he will be like that. So, it's given the mentality. It's not actually, you know, like this. The mentality is there. If I'm just eating, drinking, sleeping, mating, defending, if dharma, the real dharma is not there in my life, then I'm no better than an animal. Because only dharma is what separates the man. So it's the mentality. It shows that, yeah, cow are the highest. Maybe that's why it's given. That even if you're the highest animal, you're still an animal. You won't be able to access dharma, really. Not all cows are dharma. Maybe because of that it is given. That even if you're the highest animal, the topmost species, dharma is it is not accessible to you. So this human form of life is so rare. So think of it deeply. Don't waste it. Take, you know. So maybe that's why it is given. Take up to it. Yes.
Hare Krishna Guru. I have a friend, you know, that I'm trying to help. He is a pure devotee at heart, has a quality of Brahman, but he's covered in so much dirt problems. He's addicted to coffee, cigarettes, alcohol, actually. The Gimana Gita refuses to come here. That's a good friend. What can I do to help? Tormented by demons clearly. I can see this. And what kind of to help him uncover at all to help him at least get.
Yeah. Try to find out what he's interested in. He may be interested in, you know, eating nice foodstuffs. If he's interested in drinking, then, you know, take prasad from him. Give him, you know, we prepare so many drinks here, Sunday feast, this, that, and the other. If he doesn't come here, you take it to him and make him ready. That way, you know, it will help you. And then find out what he is interested in. You know, Krishna consciousness is complete. If someone is interested in agriculture, we have the best way, you know, all these farms we have the best way how we are, you know, looking at doing that. If someone is interested in environment, this, that, and the other, we have the best way how to look after the environment. If someone is interested in, you know, professional topics, we have the best shastras who deal with all those topics, you know, in a shastric way. So find out what they are interested in, and then we have to give that to them.
Poetry.
Then Krishna consciousness. And, you know, the poetry is full of meaning. You know, there's so much poetry. You know, the songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas. Of course, you know, we can translate for him, and you know. Or you can take a devotee who is interested in poetry and, you know, have a meeting between them, and then that devotee can, you know, recite poetry, tell its meaning, and then he can see that this poetry is not only poetry, but it is also very practical. Because it is all from the scriptures, so it is to solve the problems of life, which everyone is interested in. Because we are not able to solve the problem of life, and we don't accept Lord, then we fall down, and as we fall down spiritually by means of consciousness, then we take to, you know, drinking, drugs, alcohol, the self-destructive mode kicks in. But if he wants to conquer those, then, you know, this thing. So find out what his interests are, and as many interests as you can find, and, you know, sort of bring him to the solution, or bring the solutions to him, rather. Because he's not ready to come here. You know, have meetings, have specialists in our temple, you know, who can meet him and give him that. Even if it's a short meeting. Then we know, oh, you know, the food is good, the poetry is good, the drink is good, this thing is good, that thing is good. So, you know, maybe I should experiment, you know. I should go to this place and see. You know, what's going on there. Yeah? Great. Thank you. Yes. Sorry, you have to be. Sorry, can you speak loudly?
Sure.
Yeah.
When a person is just about to leave the body,
yeah,
it's that mystical, crucial point of life, then what the teacher or the guru starts doing, or is he doing anything at all? How does that happen? You know, this connection works for
you. Yeah.
If you see
that. Yes, Well, whether living or dying, usually the guru is more dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the Lord knows what is right for that living being, that devotee, you know. So the guru will say prayers for them on their behalf, because the guru is connected to the guru parampara. Yeah, the Lord is very amenable. Like, you know, we in Krishna consciousness would call this networking. You know, if someone is close to the Lord, then if he intercedes on your behalf, this is how the guru parampara works. You know, the devotees go out like you and give mercy to those who don't have a clue about, you know, Krishna consciousness. But you connect them to Krishna in a way of distributing that book. And why are you able to do that? Because you are empowered. You are not just a book salesman. You are empowered representative coming through the Guru Parampara. Prabhupada has empowered you, your Guru Maharaj has empowered you. And on the basis of that, you are passing that knowledge. And they are getting connected to the Guru Parampara. Yeah? So ultimately, we are doing depending on the Guru Parampara and Krishna. So when they know, they will say prayers. Because they know that we may not know always what is best for the person who is suffering, but the Lord knows everything. And because, you know, the devotee that Lord knows so very well is interceding on behalf of that suffering devotee, then naturally the Lord considers that, you know, very much. He personally tries to intervene there, trying to make it as easy as possible. And we can see that even while living in our lives, you know. Our karma actually, you know, condemns us to, you know, horrible forms of suffering. But after coming to Krishna consciousness, we are transcendental to most of it. It is not that it goes away, but we are transcendental to it, isn't it? So, like that, so Krishna intervenes there. And while the suffering is being undergone, the person becomes transcendental to that. So they are always connected to the Lord, like Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, you know, he was suffering like anything. But still he was chanting his 16 rounds, 4 regular principles, taking part in all spiritual activities. As if nothing has happened. Because he was transcendental to what was happening to him. And because he had, you know, he himself, you know, had given his whole life to the movement. And so many Vaishnavas all over the world were praying for him. Mm-hmm. So Vaishnava is never alone. Does that? Sorry, you can.
Sorry,
her name is?
Tahini Ratha.
Tahini Ratha. Yeah, so a request for everyone to place for Tahini Ratha Mataji, who is in
Calcutta.
And she's suffering from terminal illness. So please pray for her, request to everyone. Please send a prayer to the Lord for her. This is request from Alexi Prabhu. So yes. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
So we had the score yesterday. In Transcendental Radha's boutique yesterday, boutique shop, we distributed 12 books and collected a total of 504 Lakshmi points. And in Transcendental Govinda's restaurant yesterday, we distributed prasadam to unspecified number of customers and collected a total of 2,177.19 Lakshmi points. And then on Srila Prabhupada's Sankirtan party yesterday. Oh, this book seemed to be from yesterday. Yesterday was Friday. So these four, these are the first. So yesterday devotees may have gone out. Anyone knows this course? No. That's okay. So, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada the key.
Jai.
So now, oh.